Early in our friendship, David astonished me by playing naked on the beach in Swansea. It wasn't his nakedness, it was his indifference to it. He just knelt there, building a sandcastle, digging, shaping, patting with serious eyes. I realised that I had long lost that kind of freedom summers ago. A thing had appeared in me that was still absent in him. He was of the village. I was of the city. Was that it? One startling summer day in the village of Gretton, Gloucestershire, Marion performed a sensational streak, out of the house and once round the garden. The four boys there, me, David, my brother Philip, and another much vaguer cousin or second cousin, stood and giggled. She called for the hose to be turned on her. I remember her bobbing, shrieking figure. I remember the relationship between the curve of her back and the arcs of the water. Once very late at night in Swansea on the top floor of the second house we had there, 59 Glanmore Road, Marion and I took our pyjamas off and got into bed together. It was innocent. Innocent. Afterwards we lay in the dark and for a long time busily whispered. I asked, "Will you marry me?" "Yes." "Yes," and I thought something like, "Well, it's a bit early, but it's sometimes good to get these things out of the way."